Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his back.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for the 26th of June, 2017, on a Monday. We're still in the book of Psalms. We left off at Psalm 129 on Friday, and we will pick up with Psalm 130 today. A lot of these are songs of ascent, which they sang when they were going up to the temple to worship. That's what the Song of Ascent is. This particular psalm has a title, and it says A Song of Ascent. It does not give an author, but we would assume it was David, but Dawid. But let's get right into it. Verse 1, out of the depths, 4, 6, 1, 5, that's the depths of oppression and trouble, I have cried to you, O Yahweh. Now, verse 2, they substituted Adonai for Yahweh, and I have removed the scribal tampering and put the word Yahweh back in where it belongs. Verse 2, Yahweh, hear my voice, let your ears be attentive, 7183, to the voice of my supplication. 8469. Verse 3. If you, Yah, that's 3050, that's the short form for Yahweh, should keep account, that's 8104, of iniquities, 5771, O Yahweh, again they tampered, I put Yahweh back in, O Yahweh, who can remain standing? 5975. In other words, if you're keeping track of all these iniquities, who can stand before you? Okay? That's pretty powerful stuff right there. Verse 4. But with you is forgiveness, 5547, so that you may be revered or held in awe. 3372. Verse 5. I wait for Yahweh. My soul waits. And in his word I have hope. 3176. Verse 6. They tampered again. I have restored the name of Yahweh. My soul waits for Yahweh more than watchmen. 8104. For the morning. 1242. Watchmen for the morning. They repeat that. Verse 7. Let Israel hope in Yahweh, for with Yahweh there is loving kindness. 2617. And with him is abundant, 7235, redemption, 6304. Verse 8, and he shall redeem, 6299, Israel from all iniquity. And verse 8, you can reference Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, and Titus 2, verse 14. Now, here we have an author, Psalm 131. This is a song of ascent of Dawid. Little three-verse psalm. Verse 1. Yahweh, my heart is not arrogant. 13:61, nor my look, 5:869, haughty, 7:311. Neither do I walk in great matters, 14:19, or in things too difficult, 6:381, for me. He's humbling himself verbally, even though he is the great king. Verse 2, but I have made, 7:737, I have made myself quiet, 18:26, like a child that is weaned, 15:80, of his mother, 5:17. My soul is like a weaned child. Verse 3, let Israel hope, 31:76, in Yahweh, from now on and until everlasting. Little three-verse psalm. Now here's Psalm 132, and it has a title, and it says, A Song of Ascent. And it's probably by David, but it refers to David in the third person here. Verse 1, Yahweh, remember David and all his afflictions. Verse 2, how he swore, 76:50, to Yahweh and vowed, 5:087, to the mighty one, that's number 46, of Jacob, 32:90, the mighty one of Jacob. Verse 3, I will not go into the tent of my house, nor go up to my bed. Verse 4, I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids. Sleep is 81:53 and slumber is 85:72 and eyelids is 6:079. Verse 5, until I find a place, 4:725, for Yahweh. A dwelling place, 49:08, for the mighty one of Jacob. Verse 6 through 10, you can reference 2 Chronicles, chapter 6, verses 41 and 42. Verse 6, lo, we heard it at Ephratah, 672, and that is an old name for Bethlehem. We found it in the field of the wood, 3293. Verse 7, we will go into his tabernacles, 4908, we will worship or bow down, 7812, at his footstool. And that's 1916 combined with 7272. The stool of his foot. Okay, 7272 is feet. Verse 8. Arise, 6965, O Yahweh, into your resting place, 4496. You and the ark, 727, of your strength, 5797. That's the Ark of the Covenant. Verse 9. Let your priest be clothed with righteousness, and let your pious ones, 2623, shout for joy, 7442. Verse 10, for your servant David's sake, do not turn away the face of your anointed one, 4899. Verse 11, Yahweh has sworn in truth, 571, to Dawid. He will not turn from it. Of the fruit of your womb will I set upon your throne. 3, 6, 7, 8. This is speaking of Dawid in a third party. Do not turn away the face of your anointed one. That might not be Dawid. That might be Shlomo that wrote this. And 132, verse 11, you can reference 2 Samuel 7, 12 through 16, 1 Chronicles 17, 11 through 14, Psalm 89, verse 3 and 4, and the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 30. There's verse 12. If your children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon your throne until everlasting. Now this is Yahweh speaking. Verse 13. Because Yahweh has chosen Zion, he has desired it, 183, for his dwelling place. 4186. Again, 14. This is my resting place until everlasting. Here will I dwell because I have desired it. Verse 15. I will abundantly bless her provisions. 6, 7, 1, 8. I will satisfy, 7, 6, 4, 6, her poor, 34, with bread. Verse 16, I will also clothe her priest with salvation, 3, 4, 6, 8. And her pious ones shall shout aloud for joy, that's 7, 4, 4, 2, doubled for emphatic. Verse 17, you can reference 1 Kings 11, verse 36. There I will make the horn, 7161, that's strength, power, descendants, influence. There I will make the horn of Dawid to sprout, 6779. I have prepared, 6186, a lamp, 5216, for my anointed one. That's speaking of David. Verse 18. His hated enemies I will clothe with shame, 13:22. But upon himself shall his crown, 5:145, flourish. 6:692. The anointed one. This could be a dual psalm. Meaning Yeshua, Messiah, okay, he was the anointed one, but so was Dawid, and so are the people, the tribes of Israel. They are the anointed ones. Israel as a nation is an anointed one. These things all have different meanings and different terminologies. So you can read this a number of different ways. Now we come to Psalm 133. Let me get a little drink of ice water here and wet my pipes. I'm getting a little dry. Oh, that's nice. This is a song of ascent of Dawid. It lists Dawid as the author here. Verse 1. Behold, how good and pleasant, 5273, it is for kindred, 251, to dwell together in unity. Verse 2, like the precious oil upon the head that ran down upon the beard. 2206. Aharon's beard, that which went down to the bottom, 6310, of his garments. 4060. He never shaved his beard. He was a high priest, and he let it grow all his life. And it went all the way down to his feet. Even longer than ZZ Top's. Verse 3. As the dew, 2919, of Hermon, 2768, that's Mount Hermon, that which went down upon the mountains of Zion, because there Yahweh commanded the blessing, life until everlasting. Wow. That's a little short one. Now we have Psalm 134. And again, this is a song of ascent, and it does not give an author. This is another little short one. Behold, bless Yahweh, all you servants of Yahweh, which by night stand in the house of Yahweh. He's speaking to the watchman that kept watch over the tabernacle. Verse 2, lift up your hands in the sanctuary, 6944, and bless Yahweh. Verse 3, Yahweh that made the sky and the land, bless you from Zion. And that's it. That's all of 134. A little three-verse thing. Psalm 135, it has no title. Verse 1. Well, let me get a drink of water for this one. This one's a little long. Alleluia. That means praise be to Yahweh. Praise, they repeat in different language. Praise the name of Yahweh. Praise, O you servants of Yahweh. Verse 2. You that stand in the house of Yahweh, in the courtyards of the house of our Elohim. It's the house of our God. Alleluia! Because Yahweh is good. Sing and play, that's all one word, 2167, to his name. Because it is pleasant. 5273. Verse 4, because Yah, that's 3050, has chosen Yaakov, that means Jacob Israel, for himself, and Israel, 3478, for his unique possession, 5459. Verse 5, because I know that Yahweh is great, and our Lord, that means our master, that's 113, and that's correct, it's a title being given, is more than all the Elohim, that's 430, and that is a little e Elohim, which means all the divine beings, the angels, host of heaven, all of that. There are other divine beings, but he's the master over all. Verse 6. Whatsoever Yahweh pleased, 2654, he did in the sky and in the land, in the seas and all deep places, 8415. Verse 7. He causes the vapors, 5387, to ascend, 5927, from the ends of the land. He makes lightnings, 1300, for the rain, 4306. He brings forth the wind, 7307, from his storehouses, 214. Who smote the firstborn of Mitzrayim, that's Egypt, both of Adam and of beast. All right, beast here is 929. He killed the firstborn sons of the Adamites and the two-legged hominids that were slaves. And the regular four-legged beast. He killed all of them. Verse 9. Who sent forth signs and wonders into the midst of you, O Mitzrayim, O Egypt, upon Parao and upon all his servants. Verse 10. Who smote great nations and slew mighty kings. Sihon, 5511, king of the Amori. 5, 6, 7, that's the Amorites. And Og, 5, 7, 4, 7, king of Bashan. Og was the giant king of Bashan. And all the kingdoms of Canaan, that's the Canaanites. Verse 12, and gave their land for a heritage, 5, 1, 5, 9, a heritage for Israel, his people. Verse 13, your name, O Yahweh, is everlasting. Your remembrance, 21:43, O Yahweh, throughout all generations. Verse 14, because Yahweh will bring justice, 17:77, to his people, and he will give comfort, 5:1-6:2, to his servants. Now, verses 15 through 18, you can reference Psalms 115, verses 4 through 8, and the book of Revelations, chapter 9, verse 20, verse 15. The idols, 6091, of the nations are silver and gold, the work of Adam's hands. Verse 16. They have mouths, but do not speak. They have eyes, but do not see. They have ears, but do not hear. And there is no breath in their mouths. They that make them are like them, as is everyone that trusts in them. In other words, the people that make the idols and the people that believe in the idols are described there. They have mouths but don't speak. They have eyes but don't see. They have ears but don't hear. There's no breath in their mouths. In other words, they're nothing but lumps of wooden stone. Verse 19. Bless Yahweh, O house of Israel. Bless Yahweh, O house of Aharon. Verse 20, bless Yahweh, O house of Levi, that's Levi. You that fear Yahweh, bless Yahweh. O you that hold him in awe, bless him. Blessed be Yahweh out of Zion, which dwell at Yerushalayim. Alleluia. That ends with praise be to Yah. Same as it began. Now we have Psalm 136. It has no title, but you can reference all of Psalm 136 in 3 Maccabees, chapter 6, verse 32. And in verse 1, there's a bunch of references for verse 1. First Chronicles 16, verse 34. Second Chronicles 5, verse 13. And 7, verse 3. The book of Ezra, chapter 3, verse 11. Psalms 100, verse 5, and 106, verse 1, and 107, verse 1, and 118, verse 1, and the book of Jeremiah 33, 11. Now, in each of the verses, they repeat, "For his loving kindness is eternal." That's in all of them. Let's start with verse 1. This is going to have a lot of repetition in it. It's used in a religious service. It's not a psalm of ascent. They chanted it on the Shabbat service. Okay, this is one of the psalms. "Oh, give thanks," 3034, "to Yahweh, for he is good. His loving kindness is eternal." Loving kindness is 2617, and eternal is 5769. That's what it says. Verse 2, "Oh, give thanks to the Elohim of Elohim." In other words, the divine being of the divine beings. "For his loving kindness is eternal. Oh, give thanks to the Lord," 113, "of lords. For his loving kindness is eternal. To him alone," 905, "that does great wonders," 6381. "For his loving kindness is eternal." Verse 5. And you can reference Genesis 1, verse 1. "To him that by understanding," 8394, "made the sky. For his loving kindness is eternal." Verse 6, Genesis 1, verse 2. "To him that stretched out," 7554, "the land over the waters. For his loving kindness is eternal." Verses 7 through 9, you can reference Genesis 1, verse 16. "To him that made the great lights," 216, that's the stars, the sun, the moon, all of that. "For his loving kindness is eternal." Verse 8, you can reference Genesis 1, verse 16. "The sun to rule by day, for his loving kindness is eternal." Verse 9, "The moon and stars to rule by night, for his loving kindness is eternal." Verse 10, reference Exodus 12, verse 29. "To him that smote the firstborn of Mitzrayim," that's Egypt, "for his loving kindness is eternal." Verse 11, reference Exodus 12, verse 51. "And brought Israel out from among them, for his loving kindness is eternal." Verse 12, "With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his loving kindness is eternal." Verse 13, and verses 13 through 15, you can reference Exodus 14, verses 21 through 29. Verse 13, "To him which divided the sea of reeds into halves," 1506, "for his loving kindness is eternal." Verse 14, "And made Israel pass through in the midst of it, for his loving kindness is eternal." Verse 15, "But overthrew," 5287, "Pharaoh and his army in the sea of reeds, for his loving kindness is eternal." Verse 16, "To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his loving kindness is eternal. To him which smote great kings, for his loving kindness is eternal, did all these things for Israel. Verse 18, and slew powerful kings, for his loving kindness is eternal. Verse 19, you can reference Numbers 21, verses 21 through 30. Sihon, king of the Amori, for his loving kindness is eternal. Verse 20, Numbers 21, verses 31 through 35. Okay. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his loving kindness is eternal. Verse 21, and gave their lands as a heritage to Israel, for his loving kindness is eternal. Verse 22, a heritage to Israel, his servant, for his loving kindness is eternal. Verse 23, who remembered us in our low estate, 8216, for his loving kindness is eternal. Verse 24, who rescued us, 6561, from our enemies, 6862. For his loving kindness is eternal. Verse 25, who gives food to all flesh, for his loving kindness is eternal. Verse 26, oh, give thanks to the El, that's the divine being, number 410, of the sky, for his loving kindness is eternal. And that ends Psalms 136. That's a service psalm that you do when you bring in the Shabbat in the evening. Now, we've gotten away from that. There truly is no standard Shabbat service. We should read these psalms. The Old Testament is not done away with. But we have a Christian service, and we also break the bread and drink the wine. So there's no set thing set out, step-by-step process in the Bible that tells us how to hold a service. There's only church traditions. So we're winging it right now, but I like to read some of these psalms and then break matzah with salt and have a little glass of either grape juice or wine in remembrance, and keep the Shabbat holy. That's a gift to us from Yahweh. Here we are, Psalm 137. This does not have a title. This is a song talking about captivity. Get a little drink of water. Verse 1. By the rivers of Babel, that's Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. They're in captivity in Babylon. Verse 2. We hung, 8518, our harps, 3658, upon the willows, 6155, in the midst of it. They hung them up. Verse 3. Because there, those that carried us away as captives, that's all one word, 7617, asked of us a word of song, and those that tormented us, 8437, mirth, 8057, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. See, they hung up their harps, because they weren't gonna do this. Verse 4. This ties in with that. How shall we sing Yahweh's song in a racially alien land? And it says foreign, that's 5236, it means racially alien. And land is 127. They were upon foreign soil, because 127 is adamana, means the soil. Verse 5. If I forget you, O Yerushalayim, let my right hand forget its cunning or wither. That because the right hand is not only a symbol of power, but that's how they pluck their harps to make the music. Verse 6. If I do not remember you, let my tongue stick to my palate. If I do not lift up Yerushalayim above my chief joy. They're lamenting, remembering Jerusalem when they went into captivity. Verse 7. Remember, O Yahweh, the children of Edom in the day of Yerushalayim, who said, raise it, 61-68, raise it down to the foundations of it. Foundations 3247. In other words, tear it down, down to the foundations. Children of Edom, remember that? That's one of the things that's in Obadiah. Why Yahweh hates Edom. Verse 8, you can pardon the fire sirens. They go all day long. I have a fire station right down the street. Verse 8, you can reference Revelations 18, verse 6. O daughter of Babel, who is to be destroyed. And a daughter of Babel, and that means 1323, that means a city. That's a metaphorical use for daughter. Happy is he that repays you as you have recompensed us. 1580. Repays is 7999 and recompensed us, 1580. Happy is he that seizes, 270, and smashes, 5310, your infants, 5738, upon the rocks, 5553. This is an imprecatory prayer to destroy Babel. Now, this is a psalm of mourning of the Babylonian exiles. Babylon was very cruel to Israel during its captivity, and all the enemies of Israel were glad to join in the destruction of Jerusalem, including Edom. Verse 8 and 9 show clearly the extreme hatred for their captors. Verse 9 shows a common occurrence in those times. Smashing of the children, as well as ripping open pregnant women to kill the breeding stock of the enemy. These were cruel times and some cruel people. In many parts of the world today, not much has changed. They haven't. They're just some wicked races out there. Now we have Psalm 138, and then I'm looking at 139 here. That's not that long. I'll get some of these in. Psalm 138 does not have a title or an author listed. Verse 1. I will praise you with my whole heart before the divine beings, 430, that's Elohim, small e. I will sing and play, 2167, to you. Verse 2. I will bow down towards your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and for your truth, because you have exalted your name and your word above all. verse 3. In the days I called, you answered me and made me bold, 7292, with the strength in my soul. Verse 4. All the kings of the land shall praise you, O Yahweh, when they hear the words, 561, of your mouth. Verse 5. Yea, they shall sing of the ways of Yahweh, for great is the glory of Yahweh. Listen to this one. Verse 6. Though Yahweh is high, he regards the humble. 8217. But the proud, 1364, he considers, in other words, he does not know, from far away. He knows not from far away. 4801, far away. Doesn't want anything to do with him. Verse 7. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, 6869, you will keep me alive. You shall send forth your hand against the anger of my hated enemies, and your right hand shall save me. Verse 8. Yahweh will complete, 1584, all things for me. O Yahweh, your loving kindness is eternal. Do not forsake the works of your hands. That means Israel. He made us. He formed us. The children of Adam. He formed Adam from the Adamah, the red soil. Here's Psalm 139. This says, as a title, to the leader, that's a musical leader, a psalm of David. Verse 1. O Yahweh, you have searched me, 2713, and known me. Verse 2. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thoughts from afar, 7350. Verse 3, you observe my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. In other words, Yahweh knows all about him. Verse 4, because there is not a word, 4405, in my tongue, 3956, but lo, O Yahweh, you know it completely, 3605. Doesn't even have to speak. Yahweh knows what he means. This is beautiful. Verse 5. You have besieged me from behind and in front and laid your hand upon me. Verse 6. Such knowledge, 1847, is too incomprehensible, 6383, for me. It is too high, 7682. I cannot understand it. Another, I am not, 3201 means I am not able. That's what it means. Verse 7. To where shall I go from your spirit? Or to where shall I flee, 1272, from your presence? This is an extolling of his power. Verse 8, if I ascend up into the sky, you are there. If I make my bed, 3331, in Sheol, that's the land of the dead and its inhabitants, behold, you are there. Verse 9, if I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the very ends of the sea, verse 10, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me. He can't get away from Yahweh, and he's saying so. You're everywhere. Verse 11, if I say, surely the darkness will hide me, Even the night shall be light around me. Verse 12. Yea, the darkness darkens nothing from you, but the night shines like the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. Oh, man. Verse 13. Because you have possessed my heart. You have weaved me together, 5526, in my mother's womb. He's the one that formed him in his mother's womb. I mean, he's really praising heavy to Yahweh. Verse 14, I will praise you because I am awesomely and wonderfully made. Awesomely is 3372 and wonderfully is 6395. Marvelous, 6381, are your works, 4639. And my soul knows this abundantly, 3966. Verse 15. My strength, 6108, was not hidden, 3582, from you when I was made in a hidden place, 5643, woven, 7551, in the lowest parts, 8482, of the land. Listen to this. Verse 16. Your eyes saw the unformed child, 1564. And in your book, 5612, all was written. And in due time, that's 3117, were fashioned when as yet one was not. In other words, you saw the unformed child and he wrote down everything about him in the book before he was even created and born. He was in Yahweh's book, the scroll of life. That's awesome. Verse 17, you can reference Sirach 18 verses 5 through 7 in your Apocrypha. How precious, 3365, also are your thoughts, 7454, to me, O divine being. How great is the sum of them, 7218. He knew that he was going to be conceived. He knew what he was going to be in the womb, and he formed them there. Even before he existed. Continuing on. Verse 18. If I should count them, they are more in number. That's talking about his thoughts. They are more in number than the sand. 2344. When I wake up, 6974, I am still with you. 5750. Verse 19. Surely you will slay the wicked. O Eloah, that's another title like El, but that's Aramaic. O Eloah, 433. Depart from me, therefore, you bloody men. Surely you will slay the wicked, O Eloah. Depart from me, therefore, you bloody men. The ones that are plotting against him. Because Yahweh's going to protect him. Verse 20. Because they speak of evil plans, 4209, against you, and your enemies, 6145, lift themselves up, 5375, falsely, 7723. The enemies of Yahweh. Now, verse 21, this speaks about those haters of Yahweh. Verse 21, do I not hate them, O Yahweh, that hate you, And do I not loathe those that rise up against you? Verse 22. I hate them with limitless 8503 hatred, 8135. I count them my hated enemies, 341. Verse 23. Search me, 2713, OL, and know my heart. Try me, 974, in other words, test me. And know my anxieties, 8312. Verse 24. And see if there is any hurtful, 6090, way in me, and lead me, 5148, in the way eternally, 5769. Wow. Now that's some writing. There we are at Psalm 140. I think this is going to be the last one I can get in today. I've got less than 10 minutes. And, we'll see. This has a title, To the Leader, a Psalm of Dawid, a musical leader. Verse 1, Deliver me, O Yahweh, from the evils of Adam. Preserve me from the violence of men. Adam is 120 and men is 376. That means non-Adamic, just males. That's male gender. Verse 2, who plot evil in their heart. Every day they gather for war. Verse 3, you can reference the book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 13. They have sharpened their tongue like a serpent. Adder's poison is under their lips. Selah, that's a musical rest or pause for contemplation. Verse 4. Keep me, O Yahweh, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from the man of violence who has planned to make me fall. Make me fall is 1760 combined with 6471. Literally, drive me down or totter my steps. Okay. Verse 5. The proud have hidden a trap and ropes for me. They have spread a net by the path at hand. They have set snares for me. Selah, pause for contemplation. Verse 6. I said to Yahweh, You are my El. In other words, you are my divine being. 4:10. Hear the cry of my supplications, O Yahweh. Verse 7. O Yahweh, the Lord, that's a title after name of Yahweh, that's proper. The strength of my salvation, you have covered my head in the day of battle. Verse 8. Do not grant the desires of the wicked. O Yahweh, do not let his plots succeed, lest they exalt themselves. When they said, You have covered my head, that's 5526. That is to shield. Cover with a shield. In the day of battle, when they launched arrows, he was covered. Well, they were launching arrows of lies against him with their tongues. And their political intrigue is these nets and snares. He had a lot of enemies wanting to bring him down. And again, after verse 8, it has Selah, pause for contemplation. Verse 9, as for the heads of those that surround me, let the laborers, 5999, of their own lips, 8193, cover them up. See, they're speaking intrigue and violence against Dawud, wanting to overthrow him. Verse 10, let burning coals, 15:13, fall, 4131, upon them. Let them be cast into the fire, into deep pits, 4113, so they do not rise up, 6965, again. Verse 11, do not let a slanderer be established in the land. Now, I'll break here. A slanderer is a 376 and 3956, a man of tongue. And to be established means to be put into a position of power. Continuing on, evil or harm or calamity or disaster, 7451, shall hunt down, 6679, the violent man to destroy him, 4073. Because he had people try to kill him. The whole time he had all kinds of problems. Even his own household. Verse 12. I know that Yahweh will maintain, 6213, to do or make the cause, 1779, as a legal cause, of the poor. And the right, 4941, the justice of the needy, 34. Verse 13. Surely the righteous, 6662, shall give thanks, 3034, to your name. The upright, 3477, shall dwell in your presence. Praise Yahweh. Well, that ends Psalm 140. I've got less than 3 minutes. I really don't have the time to do 141. We'll pick up with that. I'll do that on Wednesday. We're coming down to the end of Psalms. 140 is only, these are all short Psalms. 147, I may finish the book of Psalms on Wednesday. If not, I will conclude it on Friday and launch into Proverbs, which will not be nearly as long as the study of Psalms, because there's just not that many of them compared to Psalms. There are 150 Psalms. Some are, it took two shows to do Psalm 119, two whole shows, because I didn't want to short the study on it. I don't like to hurry through any of this, because it doesn't do it justice. And after all, it's a study. We've got time. Everything's not going to blow up before we get done. We're watching an unravel out there. This is true. We're watching society all over the world, not just here, but all over, unravel. Time for me to go. I say Shalom Aleichem to all of you. And may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.